If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Here he is, boom, out of nowhere, Major with us. Normally Fridays, today, Wednesday, 108, fabulous. To have Major on the air, like all of our guests, like Rena was last hour, John Schuster. Coldwell Banker Hotline, I think about when you were covering candidate Trump in 15 and 16 in the first presidency, and then during his time away, and even now where you thought, oh, man, he's in trouble. You know, is he really going to come back from this one? And he always, always, always comes back.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not saying he's done, but this is a different one. I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein, okay? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the so-called, whether there was or was not, Epstein files. This is a man who committed some disgusting acts and was allowed to do it for too long and avoided trial and avoided other issues. Jeffrey Epstein with pedophilia. And there's no doubt that for years, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were friends. That's indisputable. The president has suggested that once he saw that Jeffrey Epstein was around underage women, out. Never associated with them again. Others have said we're not quite convinced of that. His group, a group that he loves and helps inspires, that loves conspiracies, like he loves conspiracies, have believed all along in this Epstein list, this elitist, mainly Democrats who were on this island, on the plane. When we get our guy back to the White House, we're going to get the list. Pam Bondi, the now infamous comment to John Roberts, it's on my desk. And we talked about this on Friday, but it's not going away. Mm-hmm. It is still out there. And just another reminder again to people who are blaming Pam Bondi for this decision. That decision was made by one man, Donald John Trump, and he's going after him today in Truth Social. He's going after him today in his press gaggle. Where do you think this is headed, sir?
I don't know where it's headed, but I agree with you that there may be something deeper about this, more tectonic, meaning a plate shifting that could pull a good portion of the MAGA movement apart, or certainly away from the president. Because Jeffrey Epstein is an issue of sort of fundamental morality, that is to say, someone who at an elite level, lots of high-toned friends, well-connected friends, had an organization, if all the allegations are true, and there's been no pushback to suggest that they aren't, that procured young women for the express purpose of them being trafficked and sexually abused. And it not only at that moral level is repellent to everyone, but has been repellent particularly for the MAGA movement, because that was coupled with two other things that aggravate the hell out of the MAGA movement. Elites who protect elites, and the moneyed class who lives perpetually by a different set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed that because Donald Trump, A, was never owned, nobody could buy him. That's a frequent thing you hear at Trump rallies.
Yep.
And that he didn't care about all the institution protection racket of big government, because he wasn't of the big protection racket of big government. I'm not saying that exists. I'm just saying that MAGA people mm-hmm. believe yeah. it exists. And because Trump was so independent of that, he would not ever resort to the same playbook or the same approach that the elites, the ones who cover up for each other, and the ones who live and breathe and thrive in this corrupted world of political power would do. And for the first time, they are now beginning to question those series of assumptions about Trump. I'm not sure they'll question them forever. I'm not sure that this is going to dismantle the MAGA movement. But people within it, long-serving, committed foot soldiers, are talking as though it might. That seems to me to be worth paying very close attention to.
I agree. And some of these foot soldiers, as you aptly call them, are top well-known people.
Oh, yeah.
Who have
big
been,
influencers.
Right. Who have been willing to follow this guy through fire. I mean,
yep.
potentially the most accurate political statement of all time ages when Donald Trump said, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, my followers would still believe me. That's pretty much proven out to be true. But,
right.
I mean, General Flynn has come out in the last hour or two criticizing Donald Trump. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, saying we need to see transparency.
So I just concluded an interview about 35 minutes with former Vice President Mike Pence.
Oh,
be on the show tonight.
Got it.
Be on the YouTube
Excellent.
Page, the full interview.
And right here on WCCO Radio tonight at 10 o'clock.
He said unequivocally, the administration needs to release all the files. It has to. This cannot go on. And he did not agree with what the president said today on Truth Social, and then again at his press gaggle. It's all a hoax. It's all made up by Democrats.
Yeah,
what?
Democrats.
What do you mean it's all made up?
Hoax.
Your Justice Department said last week in its two-page memo there are more than 1,000 victims. On my program last night, the most dogged investigative reporter in this space, Julie K. Brown of the Miami Herald, said that number surprised her. She thought the number maybe was 300. She said, but if the Justice Department has identified 1,000, that means there is ample evidence of people who worked with Jeffrey Epstein yeah. and Ghislaine Maxwell as an enterprise. And those people are what we call in legal circles accomplices.
Yeah.
And at least
100%.
Can be investigated and possibly prosecuted. And she said when the Justice Department said there was 1,000 victims, but no reason whatsoever to pursue third-party investigations or prosecutions, she said that is the same kind of nullification that victims have seen in this case for more than a decade, meaning they keep asking for someone to render some measure of justice, and it never happens.
That is the most important point. I'm so glad you brought it up. When we talk about the folks within the MAGA wing who have believed him, believe God chose him, believe that the Butler assassination attempt barely missed him again because he is meant to be here. And when those folks are splintering, it's worth watching. But we should never, ever forget the victims of this. The
yeah.
victims of this grotesque enterprise, whether they are still with us or not with us, that somehow Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, people close to them, brought them in to be violated. And for the idea that it's the number you just said and there are no accomplices, and we're just going to dismiss this, and why are we talking about this? That is insulting to those individuals and what justice should be about.
I opened my show last night saying this story is not about a splintering of a political movement. It is about the victims. Don't
yep.
ever forget that.
Correct.
And these victims live in this country. They lived in other countries. But they were procured with intent for very nasty criminal purposes. And those victims keep crying out for someone, A, to believe them, B, to do something about this, and C, to redress the way that Epstein, until he committed suicide or whatever, that's the official rendering of
mm-hmm.
what happened.
Yep.
Nobody did anything other than slap his wrist up until that point. why is someone going to be able to explain this? And they didn't think that the previous administrations were willing to do that. We should also remind ourselves that one of the most scandalous parts of this, a plea deal in which lots of charges were brought, Jeffrey Epstein was allowed to cop to two of the most minor charges. His 18 months of incarceration was basically at a diner. It wasn't at a diner, but it might as well have been.
Right, correct.
He had all sorts of privileges that would never be extended to anyone else convicted or who'd pled guilty to those charges. Never. It was the most conspicuous and grotesque slap on the wrist. Well, that was handled by the person who later became Trump's first labor secretary, Alex Acosta.
Yep.
When he was a U.S. attorney in Florida.
Correct.
You know, there are trails that run through lots of
tentacles.
Administrations,
yep.
You know? And again, yes, it's in Washington, D.C., it, of course, is a fascinating political story. But for the victims, it has nothing to do with politics, other than it appears to them, for some reason that they can't quite get an answer to, politics keeps intruding on pursuit of justice.
And one last thing on this, we'll button it up for now. Who knows where it's going? This idea that some Republicans have raised that the president is going to appoint a special counsel to investigate this story, let me assure you of this. If he does, I will buy you the San Diego Padres. Okay? You can name yourself the manager. You can play center field. You can pitch. Donald Trump is no chance appointing this special counsel to investigate this. He's the man who killed the investigation. Back with Major in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're going to get to a little baseball in the All-Star game with Major in a matter of moments, but let's get to a couple other political items with our friend. Check out The Takeout Monday through Friday, this radio station, 10 o'clock. You can see it live. Also get that podcast. I get that podcast. It's done. I honestly get it about 45 minutes later. It's great. And I listen to it on a regular basis. Here is a comment from the president a few hours ago talking about a man he wants out. He wants out. Jerome Powell feels like the rates should have been cut a long, long time ago. And here's part of what Donald Trump had to say.
The country has become so successful that it doesn't have a big impact. But it does hurt people wanting to get a mortgage. People want to buy a house. He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed. I was surprised, frankly, that Biden put him in and extended him.
Major, you want to provide a point of clarification with that particular soundbite?
I was in the Rose Garden when President Trump appointed Jay Powell.
That's correct.
I have pictures in my camera. I took them. I was there. I listened to him say that Jay Powell had the wisdom, the vision, the experience to lead the economy as the Federal Reserve Chairman and to preserve its independence. You can look it up. It's on the White House website. It's in the National Archives. It's all there.
I think you're making it up.
Nope. Trump appointed Jay Powell with full-throated confidence.
Yes, 100%. It's
now, there's also a couple of things else here. The way that most Americans hear the president talk about the Federal Reserve Chair, you would think, if you didn't know otherwise, that the Federal Reserve Chair, whoever it is, independently and by that person alone, sets interest rates. That's not how it works. There's a Board of Governors. The Board of Governors vote on interest rates. The Federal Reserve Chairman exerts outsized influence, of course, because it's the chair. But it's a process. And until 2 months ago, just 2 months ago, all the governors were unanimous not to lower interest rates because of the fear the tariffs would inflict inflation, and they didn't want to be behind the curve on that. They're trying to see what the data tells us about the effect, inflationary or otherwise, of Trump's tariffs. Okay? So it's not just the Federal Reserve Chairman who makes this decision, point one. Point two, yesterday the president had a meeting with House Republicans about cryptocurrency legislation, asked them all if they thought he should fire Powell. And, of course, they all said, well, sure, whatever you want to do, Mr. President.
Yes.
That's where House Republicans are right now.
Right.
And the president did that, Chad, because he knew it would leak.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, that's how this town works, folks.
Right.
So then...
And he knows that well.
It adds to the churn around the Federal Reserve. And then he gets asked today, well, you're going to fire him. Well, that's unlikely. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't want to do anything. Now, again, just to put him as the central player to create all of this drama around the future of the Federal Reserve Chair, whose term ends in May of 2026 anyway. And this means whatever the Fed does this month or ensuing months will be viewed through a political prism. So already the perceived independence of the Federal Reserve is in jeopardy. And if he were to fire Powell before the termination of his term on May 26th, it would throw that into complete disrepair. The idea that the Federal Reserve is independent of whomever occupies the White House.
I want to talk about the revenue, which has come in through tariffs with two different reports, one from the Financial Times and one from Reuters, which is complementary to the process the president's put in. Here's the Financial Times that... In laying out what the president has offered up, it's resulted in $64 billion in new revenue for the U.S. in the second quarter. That is a stunning $47 billion increase over the same quarter last year. And Reuters adds, for the first 9 months of fiscal 2025, the customs tax records of $113 billion on gross basis and $108 billion in net basis, they're projecting this, nearly double the prior year collection. So when a lot of people are talking about TACO and the president, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this and that. By the way, that's true. He has brought in a stunning amount of money through tariffs.
On pace to raise $240 billion at the end of this fiscal year through tariffs. And nominal inflationary pressure so far. So far.
Yeah.
Talked to Mike Pence about this today, and he said, look, tariffs are border taxes, and they are paid. And they are not paid by the exporter into our market. They are paid by either businesses, consumers, or shareholders. One of the three pays. Now, maybe you parcel that out in thirds and thirds and thirds, and everyone can sort of take it for a while. Right now, we should all understand, very simply, the average tariff rate in our country is 13.5% across all trading partners. Before Trump came into office, it was about 2.3%. So we have absorbed, as an economy, that delta between 13.5% and 2.3%. And prices have not skyrocketed. The stock market has not crashed. It had some very volatile fluctuations.
Correct. Still up.
But we don't know where this is heading. But Trump keeps saying companies are coming back. There's more investment in the United States. This is all going to play out as a net benefit to our country. And all I would say is there is more and more evidence to suggest he may be more right than wrong about the ability of the global economy to absorb tariffs at a higher rate than most people, and certainly most economists expected, it would be able to when this all got started in January and accelerated dramatically in April.
Right now, from the numbers, those are just facts. It's not even subjective. Okay, let's get to baseball. So we have the exhibition game last night, the All-Star game, and we get to a tie, and then we turn this into a quasi home run hitting competition. And we don't get, as the late, great Jerry Burns, former Vikings coach, used to say about the best players, the big knockers. The big knockers are not in. Why, for the love of God, please explain to me that these guys all need to be catching flights during the game itself.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know. Come on.
Look, Schwarber is a legit home run hitter for the National League and for the Phillies, and Pete Alonso was waiting in reserve, a full-blown legitimate home run hitter. But Aaron Judge was nowhere to be found.
Shohei.
Vlad Guerrero, nowhere to be
gone.
Found. You know.
I mean, there's probably, I don't know what percentage of guys are flying private. I don't think they're on standby. They're not on a standby 11 p.m. out of Atlanta and they got to get to the airport.
Right.
If you are selected, stay for the entirety of the game. It's not that difficult.
No, stay for the game. And I am as close to a purist about baseball as you can find. So most of this offends me, but I find nothing more offensive about last night than the MVP trophy being awarded to a player who did something that has nothing to do with actual baseball. Meaning hitting something pitched at less than batting practice speed over the fence has nothing to do with competitive baseball.
Nothing.
He did it better than anyone else, and he became the MVP of the All-Star game, which is supposed to be about baseball.
Yeah.
Like, no. And then I saw a story today. Hey, might this be the way we resolve extra inning games in the regular season? I'm like, please, I'm begging you, no. I'm begging
stop
you, no.
Stop the sport if they do that. End it. Let's just go to jarts. Honestly. What other games? I mean, Dave, what other games? I mean, just beanbag. I mean, end it if we do that. Now, what did you think of the interviews of the players during the games? Dave, you chime in. You really liked it, okay?
I've liked it. They've done it for several years. But
yes.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't remember them actually having the pitchers mic'd up as they're throwing like they did last night.
No, like Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But they have the Hall of Famer and a guy with a large personality, a man Major must love because he's a Dodger, Clayton Kershaw.
Big fan.
So a very, very important point of clarification. I hate the Dodgers, but I have deep respect and love and admiration for Clayton Kershaw. Stand-up guy, beautiful pitcher.
I feel
amazing,
the same.
Future Hall of Famer.
I was amused by it. And clearly, he's an excellent communicator. He gets the process. Him and Smoltz are tight. There is no way. I don't know who the Padres open up with. Let's say they open up with the Nationals. There's no way your Padres pitcher on the Padres telecast in the sixth inning of a tight game in July is going to say, sure, let me put on the microphone and we'll interact that way.
Right. So, first of all, it's an exhibition game, so I understand that there's lots of flexibility here. What this desperately needs, if you're going to do it, is a casting director, okay? Because a casting director says, yes, Clayton Kershaw's fantastic, Pete Crow Armstrong, fantastic, they have bubbly personalities that are into it, Matt Olson, monosyllabic answers, forget about it.
No, so bad. That's what I saw live.
You do not get a callback. No second audition. Sorry, you're out.
Exactly. Okay? I'm going to ask who are my staff, because I didn't see it till later, and then I saw the Kershaw thing today, and I'm watching with my gal, and it's like they're asking questions. Yes.
Right.
No.
Exactly. So work this through.
I play hard.
It's for entertainment purposes. Treat it as such. Now, I do not want these interviews at all during regular season games. I don't want to talk to any player playing a regular season game. I don't bother professionals when they're at their job doing their professional thing, and I don't want to see it on television in a baseball game. I don't want to hear the manager in the third inning telling me a bunch of crap that means nothing, has nothing to do with the game. It's just a bunch of jargon and cliches. Skip it. Let me just watch the game. Thank you very much.
99% of the in-game interviews, the kernel of information is kernel-less. There's nothing there.
It's put to a crisp. It's nothing.
It's nothing. You know, it's
like the thing at the bottom of the popcorn bag that's been in the microwave too long. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
You don't eat it. You just throw it away because it's worthless.
And by the way, popcorn overrated. Dave Harrigan disagrees with me. Major Garrett, yes or no, is popcorn overrated? Finish the takeout.
Popcorn is great.
Oh,
buttered popcorn is fantastic.
Oh, that movie, popcorn with that unidentifiable oil, maybe from your automobile, that's placed on
5W30.
Oh my!
That's what makes it so memorable.
Oh, disgusting! Disgusting. I'm done with you. I am. Hang up on him. We're done with him, at least until next week. Thank you, sir.
At least until next week.
Exactly. That's how long I'm done with him. Major takeout today. Consume it. It's hot dog day, man. It is hot dog day. I want you to call or text me. Not the place. Not the place. Tell me your ideal hot dog. Okay? What do you want on your ideal hot dog? And yes, you're loud. To ruin anything that is decent and moral. If you want to deal in the dirt and mention ketchup, I'll never do it. Dave will never do it. But if somehow you've been tortured and you think ketchup belongs on a hot dog, first, we're here to help you. And we'll ridicule you and we'll mock you. Mm-hmm. But I need to know your ideal hot dog, because I think one is still in the mix for me today. I was going to have it for lunch, and then I got a little surprise lunch, so I didn't need it.
Right. Hot dog for dinner is never a poor choice.
Never a poor choice. What needs to be on your ideal hot dog, including how it's made? Let's go. Harrigan Hotline. We just talked heavy politics. We're going to have some fun. We talked death penalty earlier. We can have some fun. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.